This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
Coming up on the show today, banana masturbation, plus cooked pudding and Olympic themes. All coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
You guys know why Canadians do it doggy style?
What's that again now, King?
You guys know why Canadians do it doggy style?
Canadians know.
So they can both watch the hockey game. What are they going to do?
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We're going to get a song out of Pat in seconds. There's Josh Arnold.
Hello.
I'm Ace Cosby. He's Ace Cosby. I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom Griswold. Yes, Tom.
You just said you're Ace Cosby.
I know you had your hand raised for some reason. I'm sure promoting whatever Ace has been up to. So go ahead.
Coming up, another Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Thanks for the warning.
Hang on. Now, let's see now. How do I get to this? You mentioned Donovan earlier in the broadcast.
Yes, I did.
I forget the context.
Donovan Klingon, he plays for UConn, who are most likely going to be repeating as national champs in college basketball.
Last name is what?
Klingon, C-L-I-N-G-A-N.
Okay. So
they call him the dryer sheet.
No more Klingon.
Pat, I was asking if you had any Donovan knockoffs that you did, and I found this news story.
Well, there's like eight of them.
I think we'll help you here. It's two stories, really. The first one is, could a banana before bed be the key to a good night's sleep?
Yeah, potassium, right?
Yeah, some experts say bananas contain high levels of magnesium and potassium to help relax muscles.
So you don't cramp.
And, I could see...
The leg cramps.
Yeah, I could see the appeal of this.
I get my...
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I could see the appeal.
Yeah, uh-huh. I like to have a like brush my teeth and have that nice minty banana taste.
I think I might have that restless leg thing every now and then. Get that? Yeah, every now and then. You just want to. You got the Jimmy leg, is what they call it.
Yeah,
it just kind of goes like that.
I hope you get that so I can play the great Robert Klein song. I can't stop my leg.
Can't stop my leg.
I love that.
There it goes again.
Here's another one. Headline: young men caution not to self pleasure with banana skins. Yeah. It says it's the latest bizarre trend for men circulating, of course, on social media. What is it? It's using banana peels to, according to
the inside or the outside? Which side?
Well, the inside's got that
the goop.
Yeah,
it's a moist. According to everybody, get ready. This is a call and response. According to Dr. Diana Gill,
fish.
Well, that wasn't very hearty. According to Dr. Diana Gill.
Fish.
Josh, you going to play or not?
I no, I'm not. That started before my time, and I therefore
I don't even
I'm not a part of it.
All right.
OBC, before comedy. Dr. Diana Gill of the Prescription Service, of the Prescription Service Doctor for You, cautions against the, quote,
Doctor for You
perverse practice. She says you could develop a rash and sores on the male member.
Okay.
Which could be painful and even lead to infection.
I've told you this.
Plus, if you're once again using the inside of a banana for self-pleasure, if you have a fruit or a latex allergy, it could be more susceptible to a reaction from the banana skin.
Remember the comedian who came in here? He used motor oil.
Boy.
And then there was a guy who did it so often that he was raw.
Yeah. Oh.
And he couldn't stop.
That's the problem. If you use a banana to masturbate with, your penis could split.
DC, once again, before comedy.
Josh,
use a banana.
That's good.
Josh, if you use a banana, you can sing that song. Oh, yes, we have no erections today. Remember that classic?
DC is better than BJ before Josh.
Okay.
A little awkward to say.
So in any event, don't use banana skins, ladies, according to Dr. Gill.
No one is. When they say trend, they got one guy.
I'm with you.
Yeah, one guy who, of course, he's an influencer. You know, it's another loser that, well, he has 8 million followers. Oh, great.
This really is kind of how that stuff starts.
Yeah,
of
you're
course.
Right.
Next thing you know, it'll be the masturbation with a banana challenge. And,
wow. Well, now, Pat, you have a song devoted to this topic?
Well, here's that one guy.
Okay.
I masturbate with a banana, doing it's the latest trend. But masturbating with a banana gives it a rash and it bends. It turns your fella yellow. Twice nightly, you might get salmonella or Peyronie's if a banana's your bedfella. Someone get the chords right. I'm just a boy about 19, never flaccid or limp. Masturbator with a banana. Like an oversexed monkey or chimp. If I see bananas in the jello, I get a long fella. Hornier than Jefferson at Monticello. I have a yellow fella.
She's a hot, hot Chiquita.
Oh no!
That can't be.
I would thank you to not ever do that again.
Sorry.
I just happened to look right in your face when you did that.
Sorry. In any event, they do recommend, however, bananas before you go to bed. So I guess you do this before you brush your teeth, though, right?
Well, yeah, of course.
Not necessarily.
Why would you not brush? Why would you do that? Brush your teeth and then eat a banana.
It says right before you go to bed.
It's one of those.
Can't you eat a banana then right after brush your teeth and go to bed?
I just said that.
I think the worst. It's like coffee, and I would think banana with on the toothbrush on the toothpaste.
Orange juice ruins that.
Orange juice, of course. You don't want to do that.
And I'll go on record as saying my mom used to always say for dessert we'd have Jell-O with bananas in it.
Mm-hmm.
The worst.
Same here.
The worst. Ugh.
You don't like Jell-O with bananas?
No. No, I do not.
Okay.
Jell-O
no.
Jell-O is a substitute for real dessert.
You don't like Jell-O at all?
Not particularly.
Not even the black cherry?
Well, I'll take my girls to the cafeteria, and they have the Jell-O right up front, and it's very colorful, so they always get it, then they never eat it.
Oh, that's well, you know what you do. You get a doggy bag, you take it home, you put it at the foot of their bed, and until they eat it, they don't get any food at all. They finish their meals.
Good idea. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you, Dr. Spock. Okay, now, is that sports?
Why Jell-O when there's pudding? You know?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, thank you.
Get the pudding.
Is that sports? He's not done any art. Bless his heart.
Would you go Jell-O over pudding, Chick?
What? I don't care for pudding that much.
You don't?
What? Pudding with that skim on top?
No, I don't like that.
Oh, that skim part?
That's gross.
I love that.
Does anybody still make pudding on the stove?
I haven't heard of that in a long time.
You stand and stir it.
I do.
Right.
I do.
You do? Oh, good for you.
Of course you do.
Good for you. That's great.
I also boil my hot dogs.
Yeah, I didn't really care for the pudding skin either. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I would try to mix it in as much as I could.
However, if I did eat pudding, it would be butterscotch pudding. And nobody likes butterscotch.
Oh, I forgot that you're 1,000 years old.
I love butterscotch pudding.
And maple nut long johns.
Does that come with a sleeveless sweater?
Sleeveless
like
sweater.
A sweater vest?
No, like a cardigan.
You mean a sweater vest?
Sweater vest means you can't get an erection and you're just looking for caskets.
I beg
oh my God,
you.
He's talking about me. Why?
Look, what is you? Why did my husband come over here and kick your ass?
Oh, is he a sweater vester?
He's got a couple, yeah. It looks very
he
nice
wears a sweater
him.
Vest?
Really?
You got any pictures of him in a sweater vest?
If he's got a sweater vest, get him some duct tape and popsicle sticks the next time he needs an erection.
Really?
Do you think there was anyone who ever...
I hope you heard that, Andy.
Christy, I want you to send Tom a picture of your husband's erection the next time he...
I've already got six of them.
Like driving around...
Wearing the sweater vest.
Pre-planning in his sweater vest. Going to the funeral homes. That's what he said. It wasn't me.
Okay.
Not me.
He said looking for caskets.
It's okay.
I'm just saying, I'm the old guy that likes to make pudding the old-fashioned
way.
And
look how well you dress, by the
way.
There
you
go. Come on.
Look at this.
Look at
he's got the
nice
guns
polo
up.
Shirt today.
Did he just flex for us?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he looked exactly like he was at the beach in one of those striped swimsuits from neck to ankle.
All right.
Let's move forward here. Let's see. What's your name again? Chick. Sports.
I'm really busy.
Okay. Well, I'll do a sports story for you.
Oh, hang on. Here's where we would play our new Paris Olympics music. But apparently...
I only have the Generation 1 version of it.
Time now for an Olympic update.
No?
That's too serious. Yeah. Doesn't have a French feel at all.
Not at all. How about this? Amor et mort.
What is that?
Amor et pain.
Amor et pané.
What does that have to do with France?
Well, we're Frenching it up for you.
Yes.
We're doing the best we can.
Nazareth.
You like that?
Nope.
Why not?
Too French.
Too French. Yeah, that's not fun either.
Okay, do something else and come back to the French thing, because I think I've got something that'll work. I'm going to have to do a little homework here.
All right, I'm going to place this. I never do this, taking these stories out of order. I like to think of my sportscast as a tapestry.
Well,
carefully planned the presentation. Yes.
I like to think of it as a sieve.
A sieve?
Yeah, what flows in flows out immediately. Okay, here we go. Let's see if this works.
Go ahead.
Let me try this.
You should try playing it on the radio. Very French. Oh, and it's the Olympics.
See? Oh, wait a minute. Is that my sport? Sports intro.
This is the beta version of your French Olympic theme.
That sounds like my sports intro.
That's the whole idea, you see. I called my friend Matt. I said, can you do something that'll calm Chick down, somehow referencing his egomaniacal sports cast?
He said, yeah,
this is the beta version.
He said, that'll be $5,000. Then he pumped this out of AI.
I passed right over here for free with an accordion pad.
Ten seconds.
The new version, it'll be a little more.
I'm opening a can of worms. No idea what this story's about.
This is fun.
Paris resurrected a 110-year-old race to find the fastest waiter and waitress in the city.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Over the weekend, a few hundred servers participated in the waiter's race, which first took place in 1914.
Now, see, I get in trouble when I go into a restaurant and ask, what's the waiter's race?
No.
Sir, we need you to leave.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If I want sushi, I want it served by that guy, not this whoever this person is.
Competitors donned.
You imposter.
Put on their uniforms, loaded up their trays with the regulation pastry, a small but empty coffee cup, and a full glass of water.
No good.
Before making a 1.25 mile loop.
No good.
Starting and finishing at City
Coffee
Hall.
Cup with no coffee in it? Pointless.
Yeah, I agree. It should be filled. Yeah,
what I do with coffee cup crazy glued onto the tray? No.
Oh, my goodness. This guy has to be a folk hero. He is. He's the waiter that was the fastest. Sammy Lamrus.
Sammy Lamrus.
Sammy.
Sammy Lamrus and Pauline Van Wymiersch were the fastest waiter.
They don't sound French at all.
Okay.
Well, you could tell it was from France because they were actively ignoring all the customers and sneaking a cigarette halfway through the race. It was.
Sorry to bother you. Will you take my order?
Oh, you want something?
To make it authentic, they had a guy, they were almost done, and some guy said, send this back to the kitchen. This is no good.
Do we have anything for China? Any music?
That's
not. Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second.
No.
Hold on. Give me a moment.
Okay. What this music has to have a name. Can we find out what the Olympic theme, ABC? And
is this a...
ABC Olympic theme?
Is this
ABC
from a
Olympic
movie, or is this some classical...
No, this was always the music they used.
Yeah.
I know, but
Jim McKay,
was
and
it
I don't know where it came from. I don't know.
Well, so we got...
Who used to write music is David McCallum, but you know... Okay.
It's kind of Frenchy.
You always use that one, though.
I don't want that one.
Hello.
This says what's Leo Arnault's... Bugler's Dream fanfare.
Oh, Bugger's Dream. Bugler's. That's for the English Olympics.
It's not Bugler's.
Of course it's Bugler's.
Nope.
B-U-G-L-E-R-S.
Whoops.
It's Bugler's Dream fanfare from the Charge Suite.
Whoops, wrong.
A company in China has broken the Guinness World Record for the largest balloon sculpture.
What this?
Of a landmark.
Chinese music.
It's Chinese music.
Yeah.
I'm not playing it.
It's actually so relaxing.
Oh yeah,
so this is like the this is like you're at the spa,
falling, walking on my back,
falling asleep.
Yeah,
I love it.
You will feel a slight probing.
Why is there a German guy in my
just the Dr. Strange level?
Just relax.
Hey Werner, you want to get that lady back
I'm
here?
I'm not saying we won't get the hammer. A company in China broken the Guinness World Record, the largest balloon sculpture of a landmark.
Oh, this is really dumb.
20 balloon artists used 100,000 balloons to create the giant sculpture of the Great Wall of China, measuring a total length, width, and height of 127, let's call it 128 feet.
So these balloon artists, they have a 9-to-5 full-time gig?
Probably.
Barely.
Balloon art every day?
What, you think those balloons just blow themselves up?
Oh, okay.
Who do you think works kids' parties? Come on.
Okay.
Initiated by the China Senior Health Association, the challenge aimed to leverage the positive image of the Great Wall. Hang on a second. Is that a positive image?
I think so. It's one of the great defenses of all time, isn't it?
Great. They just put a wall up?
Didn't work, though, did it?
Oh, I don't know.
It worked for a while. Until they invented the ladder.
Had to have been somewhat effective at some point, yeah.
Challenge aimed to leverage a positive image of the Great Wall as a symbol of protection and defense. Defense.
Well, if they wanted to put up defense, they didn't need D-Wall.
Good.
Do you think there are more Chinese restaurants called the Great Wall than any other name?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's probably a competition between Chihuahuas named Pepe. Chinese restaurants called the Great Wall.
And although I know note 8 is in a lot of the Chinese restaurants.
Is that a lucky number?
It must be a lucky number, a fortunate number. For China, 8.
So, I'm sorry. So, what's the point of this fake wall of balloons?
Well, it coincided, I'm not making this up.
Okay.
With Shingles Awareness Week.
Mm.
What?
You think they would have made a great roof? Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
You know something? I would argue, but I can't. That's as profound a statement as you've ever made.
The event called
you never hear about the Great Roof of China.
No.
You don't.
There's a roofing guy over over in Beijing. He calls his place Great Roof of China. His TV commercials.
What about the great deck? What about the great rec room? What about the great
mud room?
Mud room.
Why are they worried about Great Wall?
Yeah. You got great walls, sure, but if you don't have a great roof, walls are going to fall down.
Yeah.
Do you ever call somebody and say, hey,
the walls aren't going to fall down without a roof.
Wow.
The roof would fall down without the walls.
Is Bill Wall sure. there?
Wait a second.
Is Joe Wall there?
I got it backwards.
Sorry, there are no walls in this house.
Well, what's keeping the house up then?
What's
holding the roof up would be the proper joke. What? Christy got it right. She's the only one. It's unbelievable. What a crowd of idiots we are. So they built this.
Shingles Awareness Week, Tom. Middle-aged and elderly individuals to actively build their own immune Great Wall.
Ah.
That's actually a very good idea.
To protect their health.
Have you had that one? It's a two-shotter, you know.
Yes, I know. My father had polio. He's got shingles. The most painful event of his life.
I hope you get anal shingles so bad that you beg them to take your life.
Where do you get the shingles?
Anal shingles?
You can get anal shingles.
No.
Yeah, I'm willing you to get them.
Where do you think the phrase on a shingle came from?
Holy hell.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.